Restoring sight to the blind and visually impaired has long been thought of as more in the realm of science fiction than actual science. But Roger Ponce of Reed City, Michigan, would beg to differ. Diagnosed with a degenerative eye disease as a teenager, Roger was almost completely blind until last January, when he became just the fourth person in the United States to have a device called the Argus II implanted. He joins us now by phone from his home in northern Michigan. Welcome, Roger.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing just great, thank you. And also joining us from California, Brian Meck, a vice president for Second Sight, the company that invented the Argus II device that has helped Roger to see. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
It's our pleasure. Roger, I want to start with you. It's been since January that you've had the device. How have you been doing with it?
I've been doing real well. It's a great benefit. You know, it's just totally awesome to be seeing what I am seeing from this device.
What have you been able to do now? What, if anything, can you do now that you weren't able to do before?
Well, before I had this implanted, I used to have to put my hands in front of me, and I'd bang into walls in the house, and it was pretty frustrating. Now I don't do that no more. I haven't banged into the walls. I can get around my house real well. It's based on black and white. There's no color to it. Black on black things on white things on black, like my coffee cup on my table I can find, my dinner plate. My wife had a white shirt top on versus dark bottoms. I could identify that.
What was it like when you first tried it?
Oh, it was, you know, it's just, I don't really know the words for it other than just totally awesome. You know, they turned it on and they said they were going to check for the chip in my brain, make sure that was all right, and they shut it back off, and they turned it back on again, and I thought I'd seen a light, and I didn't know if I was hoping or dreaming, and they shut it off again, and they turned it back on, and I just blurted it out. I said, there's a light flashing on there, and nobody said nothing, and I turned to the doctors and that, and I said, there was a light flashing on there, wasn't there? And they're like, yep, there sure was. That was pretty awesome.
I can imagine. What did you do first?
What did I do first?
Yeah. What did you do that you weren't able to do up until that point?
Well, it's a process. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. So it's a slow process. So first things I seen were lights. So we came home that night, and my wife knew I could see lights. So she took a flashlight and shut the lights off in the house, and we played hide-and-go-seek, and I could find her.
Oh, that's fantastic. How does it work? Do you understand well how it works?
Yeah, it really, you wear a computer, the chip is in my eye, you wear a computer, it's about the size of a cell phone, and then there's a computer on the side of the glasses. It relays everything from one computer to the other computer back to the camera that is mounted on the bridge part of the glasses. It's about size of a eraser on the end of a pencil, and I have to scan with my head back and forth, up and down, and right now I see flashes, and you have to, you know, determine what is there, what's not there, and so forth.
Let's bring in Brian Meck, vice president of Second Sight. This is the company that makes the Argus II device that Roger has. Brian, how did Roger do in his description as to how this works?
Well, just like everything else, he did great, you know.
Thank you.
Pretty sharp guy. Hey, Roger.
Can you add anything to his description?
Yeah, I think, you know, if your listeners are familiar with a cochlear implant, which is a device that's been around about 20 years or more and restores hearing to people that are deaf, this works on exactly the same principle. We use electrical stimulation of the retina to reproduce an image that's captured by a video camera that's worn on the glasses by the user. So the video camera captures what's going on in front of them, and it's wirelessly transmitted to the implant. And then there's an array of electrodes that are fastened to Roger's retina, and we just stimulate the electrodes in that array, just like pixels on a scoreboard. And then the remaining nerve cells in his retina transmit that information to the visual cortex, and that's how he can see.
How long did it take to develop and test this?
Well, it was another overnight success, Mark. It was 20 years.
Okay, another 20-year overnight success.
Yes.
And what were some of the biggest challenges getting this done over those 20 years? Are you familiar with the history of the development?
Oh, absolutely. I've been with the company since it started. Yeah, they varied along the way. First of all, you know, in the early days, all of the challenges were technical ones, you know, developing electrode arrays that would last in the eye, developing electronics that would last in the eye. This is the highest density, highest channel count neurostimulator ever developed. So those were technical challenges. And then
getting the body to accept this long term, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, accepting the device, so not rejecting the device, that's one thing. And then also building a device that could last inside the body for a long period of time. That was hard as well. And then, you know, then the challenges shifted. You know, once we had a device that worked, then the challenges shifted to, you know, we had to show clinically that it would work and help patients or people like Roger. And then we had to convince the FDA, of course, that all of that data was sound. So we had to get FDA approval. And now I think, our challenges are on the reimbursement front, making sure that insurance companies will cover this for their beneficiaries.
I imagine the device, the Argus 2, isn't good for everyone who's with a visual impairment. Who does qualify as a good candidate for the implant?
Great question. The patient has to have a disease that's called retinitis pigmentosa. It's a degenerative inherited retinal disease that results in slow loss of vision over a period of time. Typically, patients are diagnosed in their teens, and the disease progresses, and they lose their vision completely by the time they're in their 40s or 50s. So as of today, the device can only help people with retinitis pigmentosa. We are working on a couple of things. We're going to start a clinical trial in age-related macular degeneration to see if it can help those folks. And then looking forward to the future, we're also developing a version of this device that can be used instead of stimulating the retina. It would actually stimulate in the visual cortex of the brain. And if that works, then we can help basically people that are blind from any cause.
Our guests on Current State today, Brian Meck, Vice President for Business Development for Second Sight, the California company that developed the Argus 2 device that Roger Ponce of Reed City, Michigan, wears. He is just the fourth person in the United States to receive what's essentially a bionic eye. Roger, can you take this on and off?
Yeah, the glasses plug into the computer, so you can just unplug the glasses from the computer and take them off. Yeah, but you know, like anything else, the more you use it, the more you wear it, you know, the better you're going to become, I think.
Have you acclimated to it? Does it feel really differently to have this?
No, they're very comfortable. Okay. They're made out of a pair of Oakley sunglasses.
How did you find out about the device?
I heard about this probably anywhere from 5 to 7 years ago on our local news, and I just kept following it, and finally got FDA approved.
Brian Meck, what are the risks involved with this? Are there significant risks that you have to assess?
I think, there's patient-specific risks, you know, that any patient that has to undergo surgery has to be aware of. Their doctor can advise them on that. There are some, you know, with any retina surgery, which this is one, this is performed by a retinal surgeon, there's always inherent risks with the surgery. So, for anyone who's potentially interested in getting the device, their doctor can explain this to them. So, yes, there are risks. There's definitely risks. But I think, you know, the clinical trial showed that while there were adverse events, they were all treatable, and no one had an untreatable adverse event. No one lost the function of their device due to any sort of safety concern.
The Argus 2 was approved in the EU, the European Union, in 2011, I believe. How many people have Argus 2 devices around the world?
I think we're right around 80 right now, somewhere around the 80 number.
And Roger is one of only four currently in the U.S. since FDA approval?
Yeah, since FDA approval. Now, there's 14 other Americans that have the device because they participated in the clinical trial. But since FDA approval, I think Roger is one of four patients at the University of Michigan that was implanted. I think he was number two.
That's correct.
The University of Michigan Kellogg Eye Center is where the procedures have been done. Brian, what drew you to partner with the center?
Well, you know, University of Michigan and Kellogg Eye Center are big names in ophthalmology. I mean, Michigan's a big name in pretty much any field, but, you know, Kellogg Eye is a big name in ophthalmology, sort of a prestigious center, and that's really what we're looking for. We're not, we have a Centers of Excellence business model here. We're not rolling this out at every hospital across the country. We're picking and choosing sort of the preeminent ophthalmology facilities around the country.
I have to ask you, as a veteran of this company, where is this technology headed? Do you have a good take on what the potential is here, the unrealized potential?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think there's really two arms in towards our development, and maybe even three. You know, in the short term, Roger was talking about having a computer. And that computer really does image processing. So we can improve the outcomes in our patients simply by changing the software and firmware on that computer as we learn more about how to process images. So in the short term, without even touching the implant for these patients, we can potentially improve their outcomes by improving our software. Longer term, we're working on a next generation device that has more electrodes. And you can think of the electrodes in the array as pixels on a screen. So the more pixels that you have, you know, just like in camera technology, the higher resolution image you can get.
Right.
Yeah. So that's sort of the medium-term objective, is to develop a device with actually four times as many electrodes as what Roger has. And our longer-term vision is the one I was sharing with you earlier about the cortical implant. And the big thing there is the fact that we can help people with basically that are blind from any cause, instead of just folks with retinal degenerative diseases.
Roger, this will be your first summer with this device. Anything you're looking forward to doing this summer that maybe you couldn't do in past summers?
Not really. You know, I'm very active. I fish. You know, I go to the gym. We got a bicycle where you sit side by side. It's like a mini golf cart. So, no, we've kind of, you know, prepared ourselves for when I went blind. So.
Well, it's still an extraordinary development. We're really delighted for you, Roger. Roger Ponce is a Reed City, Michigan resident who was just the fourth person in the U.S. to receive what's essentially a bionic eye. And also thanks to Brian Meck, Vice President for Business Development for Second Sight, the California-based company that developed the Argus II device. Thanks to both of you for joining me today.
Thanks, Mark, for having us.
Thank you.